I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the early hours of Monday morning, a new inferno of mob violence set communities ablaze in northeast India. Hindu militants torched more than 100 homes in one village. John Padaiti of Bibles for the World tells us,
these activists are coming in and they've apparently got support of the state. There's some documented evidence of this. And that's really tragic when, you know, a government turns on its own people.
The latest violence began when the federal government appointed a 3-member judicial commission to probe Manipur's conflict. The unrest has claimed 98 lives since early May and forced over 45,000 people to run for their lives. But you can send help through Bibles for the World and the full story at missionnews.org.
We need God's truth to prevail. We need peace to prevail. I really want our listeners to join us in prayer for that.
And at this time 3 years ago in China,
cameras were everywhere. There was lots of surveillance during COVID, allegedly for the protection of the people.
Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says today, even though the pandemic is over, those cameras are still in place and active.
The presence of surveillance in all parts of China is definitely the new normal.
China's extensive surveillance system predates the pandemic. In 2019, the Chinese government used facial recognition powered by AI to crack down on religious activity. Months later, the COVID-19 pandemic allowed China to install even more cameras and expand its control nationwide. Pray that believers find strength, direction, and peace in the Word of God.
It has not affected dramatically our ability to get Bibles into those places, but it does make it more difficult.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.